The Gemara in Pesachim says that in the next couple of shiurim we're going to talk about things that are usher mishum sakana. So the Gemara in Pesachim in Daf Kif Beis brings down that if someone puts food underneath his bed, afilu mechusa, even if it's covered with barzel, then it's usher to eat it. That's what the Gemara says. Now, just as a hakdama, the Rambam in Hilchos Reitzeach brings down that if someone does not put up a fence on his roof, so the Rambam brings down that you're mevatel a mitzvah sasei. He says it's a sakana. It's also it's a sakana to leave it that way, and you're mevatel a mitzvah sasei, and you're over a loy sasei if you don't put up a gag. And the next Rambam he says that all dvarim that are usher mishum sakana, makin oisay makis mardis, which would sound like from the second Rambam that it's only an isser drabbanan. The first Rambam says that if you don't put up a fence around your roof, so then it's an isser deraisa. And the second Rambam seems to say that it's only an isser drabbanan, because he says makin oisay makis mardis, that any time that there's something usher mishum sakana, it's an isser drabbanan. So there are some who want to say that the difference is if it's a serious chashash or not. Not putting a fence around your roof. In those days, they used the roofs for everything. So they always went up to the roof. You don't have a fence there. It's a serious chashash sakana. That's an isur d'oraisa. Mashenkin, something which is a lower level chashash, which you'll get to see soon what those are, that would not be a d'oraisa. Those would be a drabbanan. L'maisa roiva d'achroinim, the Aruch HaShulchan and many others, paskin that things that are asur mishum sakana is an isur d'oraisa. So, what? By Lissam and Dom, yeah, but that's by Micah. But I'm saying all other sakonas, the Russian Rambam is that it's only Makanoidim Makis Mardis, yeah. By Micah, it's an assay and a lace assay. Question is all other sakonas. So, Al Kapanim, we're going to treat it as if it's an Isidar Isa. So now, food underneath the bed. So there is really three main questions that we'll discuss. There's many more others, but I think the basics will be covered in these three questions. Number one is, what does it mean putting food underneath your bed? Number two is, what happens if you put food underneath a baby stroller and your baby falls asleep? And putting food underneath the seat of when you're in a plane, underneath the seat, not only fall asleep, you go to sleep in the plane. So those things are problem. So first of all, is it aser b'di'i l'chatchila or even b'di'evet? The Arafraim and Rabbi Kiva Eger and some in Kuf Tazayin and Machar first of all paskin to this, that if you put food underneath a bed, it's aser to eat. The Arafraim and the Rabbi Kiva, what? The Lashon of the Mechaber is Tafshul and I think Shtia, Tafshul Va'ichol maybe, but we'll see what that includes in a minute. The Arafraim and Rabbi Kiva Eger both say, oh, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get exactly to that. Hold off 1 second. So the Yad Ephraim and Rabbi Kiva Eger both say that b'di eved it's mutter to eat. The Pesach Tshuva brings down from the Goyin, Chai Adam says that the Goyin told him that you have to throw it b'makim shalayim tzasham Adam. Also, even b'di eved. Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Berkowitz paskins this way. Is that he says you should try to give it to someone else. Now, someone else that you know is not machmir on these things, you should try to give it to them. Now, don't tell them that you're doing that because they'll feel like, you know, I'm your like ruach ra person, you know. But the Maisa, Rav Ruben of the Achrayim, first of all, we saw Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Arafraim, is a Shevus, a Shvus Yaakov, the Daki Tshuva, the Kafachayim, all of them paskin that b'di eved, there is no problem with food underneath your bed. So the question now is going to be l'chatchila. What's the l'chatchila? So first of all, what? No, it's only a l'chatchila to get in. This that we say. No, it's a sakana l'chatchila that we're choishish for it. With that, correct.
There's no problem to eat or to cook.
To eat, but the effort is no problem to eat. Should not do it. Right, we're going to. What? So
you
would eat it. Yeah. So now, talk to the Daki like this. First of all, the Daki Tshuva brings in a machloikis. Is it underneath a bed that no one's sleeping on? or is it dafka where someone's sleeping? Zakhdaka Shuli brings on a machloikis, whether it, even if you just put it underneath a bed. His lashon over there is, I forgot which tshuva he brings it from, but he says that putting it, the problem is putting it al karka, meaning on earth. That means, he says over there, Zakhdaka Shuli, who adin if you put it underneath a table? According to those shitas, you put it.
Hold on.
Zakhdaka Shuli, that's only if someone slept on top of it. But if no one slept on top of it, no problem. Lamaisa, that's how I work with Paskins and most Achrayin and Paskin, that it's got to be both. Number one, it has to be that it was on the floor and someone slept over it. If it was on the floor and no one slept on it, or someone slept on it but it wasn't on the floor, then it's not going to be an issue. So now we're going to get to all these bidiyos. So first of all, earth, mamish earth. His lashon over there in the Daki Tshuva is if it's a he says it's, if it's a ritzpas shel evin, he says then there's no problem. So there's every time basically the Pesachim are going to, with all the shayos that we're going to go through, if you're going to have either one of these things, meaning you're going to have it that it's not on the karka, or someone didn't sleep on it, then there's going to be makom to be mekel b'di'evit. Even those who are machmir b'di'evit that it's no good. Right, even Rabbi Berkutz, who says that you can't eat it, but if you have these studim lahakel, he'll still be makel that you could. So first of all, Zogdut Tzitzel Yezer, that if someone's sleeping on a plane, he says it's not called a mita, that's a chair. And number two, it's not on the floor. It's on the floor of the plane. The plane is—it's not at the floor. It's not a ritzpas karka. So therefore, Zakhdut Tzitzel Yezer, you have both. He says number one, it's not considered a mita, even though you slept on it. And he holds also that it has to be on the floor, a ground floor, and therefore there is no problem.
Ground floor meaning first floor.
No, meaning earth.
Earth.
Or earth floor.
Unless you can't.
What?
Unless you can't, then there's nothing to do.
Right, so Bidi Evid, those who hold that it's also Bidi Evid will hold. Oh, so they ask the guy. The Pashas is, it still has the shame of a chair. It's a chair that turns into a bed. What? Yeah, it's not. Pashas doesn't have the shame mito. But those who hold that it'll be also Bidi Evid are going to, or at least even.
They look nice to the people's houses.
Yeah, I know. Pashas is, it's not. Even though it's they also make it to sleep, but the pashtus is it has a shame chair, it's a kisei. Now, those who hold that it's asa, if you hold that it's asa lechatchila or b'di eved, most places can say that if it's on it's underneath a bed, even though it's not on the floor, that will be a problem. That will be a problem lechatchila, or if you hold b'di eved, it's also b'di eved there too. Now, Ibazai, what? Yeah, only if you slept there. Now, let's get to the case of a carriage, a baby carriage. It's if you put the food in the basket. So first of all, pashtus is it doesn't have a shame mita, and number two is it's not on the floor. So therefore, the Menchas Yitzchak.
Obviously, let's say the on wheat.
Okay. Well, it's a mechubal karka. Probably will be able to be makel anyway. Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying, and probably would be yes, sir. Now. The Minchas Yitzchak, hold on 1 second. Now, Minchas Yitzchak and the Shi'ar Mitzvah and Bahalacha both say that if a, first of number one is there's a Shulchan Aruch Harav in Siman Dalad, which says that there's no Ruach Rana Katan up until 13 years old, till he gets the Etz Yatoiv. He says over there that there is no Ruach Ra. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good Shiloh, but that's what he says. Yitzhar comes right away. But he says over there that there is no Ruach Ra on a child, and therefore they use that as a sniff lahakel. So number one, when you have a carriage, number one, you have it that it's not a bed. Number two is that a child doesn't have Ruach Ra. And number three, it's not on the floor. Oh, so they ask a bassinet. So bassinet, the pashtus is that even people who have bassinets, they use it for sleeping just for convenience sake. And once the baby gets 2-3 months already, he's out of the bassinet. Most of the time, they have a crib in the room already. So pashtus is it still doesn't have a shemitah, even though that's what they use it for. The ikrivat Torah is that you could be able to carry it around if the baby's sleeping, not that it should be the shemitah. But anyway, you have the other tzerufim also. Okay. That there's no ruach ra, it's not on the floor.
Never lasts a time, according to the sheet, that ruach ra is really nothing.
Right. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, that there is no Ruach Rav. Mishnah Berurah is obviously Chayla, because the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have Ketanim that are start eating, he says you should wash their hands, because once they touch food, they're going to be Matam of the food. Now, right, so therefore, a child, if you put to putting food underneath a carriage, would be mutter even lechatchila, and b'di'evit for sure, we wouldn't ask such a thing. Okay, we'll stop here.